Think about a time you've been weary. The mere word conjures up perhaps physical, emotional, psychological states. A kind of depletion or exhaustion, and not just the kind that we experience at the end of every day, but something that can be more global in its feel, far-reaching. What causes weariness? In the first week of our new series, Reset, Renewing a Weary Life, we'll explore the anatomy of weariness. It's interesting, if you do a search of weariness, you'll see that it's not a term that's used all that often. We prefer words like fatigue or burnout or being tired. One of the definitions of weariness is the state where we just don't want to do it anymore or experience it anymore. I mean, think about the word. I'm just weary of it. Sometimes I think we use the word tired for that. I'm just tired of it. But the word weary focuses in on that deep exhaustion of no longer wanting to experience something. What causes that? What happens to us? Now, here's a really important question. Is there anything I'm doing? Is there anything you're doing that increases our weariness? I mean, is weariness just something that happens to me? Or can I exacerbate the problem by how I live and behave and think? In this first week, we'll explore what weariness is and the causes of it. And then in our aftercast, if you want a bonus amount of time to explore this, we'll keep our conversationalist for a bit longer and talk about busyness and weariness. Is there a link between the two? Take some time today to ask yourself, is there anything I do in my life that exacerbates, increases weariness? And is there anything I could do to eliminate those behaviors? Join us as we examine weariness, understanding it, understanding its anatomy, to better understand how to navigate it and potentially avoid it. This is Dave Fleming, Senior Leader at Aldea Spiritual Community.